Was there a time when you didn't want it?
No, I've always wanted it since the first day. I put things in my path that have kind of like steered me away. Like you hit him with a hammer at the end. You hit him with a bunch of hammers. No, I just think like nobody can cause any effect on you. You know what I mean? You're gonna cause your own effects on yourself, and you can only experience what you cause for yourself. You know what I mean? That's what I pretty much believe. If you want to go out and skate and get tricks, you're gonna go out and skate and get tricks. I don't care who's calling your house at 9 in the morning, who's breathing down your neck, what deadlines you gotta do. It's not gonna, if you don't want to do it, not the hunger to do it, it's not gonna happen. But if you really want to do it and you love it, you're doing this shit with or without a shoe deal, with or without someone, you know, calling you up, with or without anything. I figured out what I wanted to do when I was 11. I quit the baseball team the next day. You know, here I am. You know, a lot of fucking shit happened for me. My whole world opened up with music, with skating, and I'm still learning tricks today that I thought I would never do when I was on dope. And I'm really, really grateful to have my skateboard still and, you know, have all the people that believed in me to continue to support me.
I love him. I love him. He's famous everywhere. Every country I've ever been to, there he is. And now we finally meet. It's awesome.
How do you know who Jim is?
Well, first of all, he's like got that Steven Tyler or Iggy Pop quality. Like, he shines. Like, I mean, like Debbie Harry. Like, the people have this thing when you look at them, they pop out. I'm not even a skateboarder, but he's like the kind of, he's more like a rock star.